Is everyone ready?
Always.
Ready to rumble.
All right. here we go. Hello and welcome to the Mac Show. I am Jeff Gamet, Ewan's not doppelganger. You can tell because I am shorter. I am covering for Ewan today, and I'm assuming he'll be back next week. And for those of you that tried to tune into the live stream, sorry, the streaming server just would not cooperate. So at least we have recording technology working in our favor. I say that now, but we're only just starting the show. All right, so we have an awesome panel, and we will just work right down the list as I see everyone. And we'll start with the Dread Pirate Roberts. I mean, Chuck Joyner.
Hey, hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I tell you what, you make a mighty fine pirate.
I thought so. There are a couple choices here, but this just seemed appropriate. And since, as we record this, Halloween is tomorrow, you need to be in the spirit. So hence the orange shirt, hence, you know, the get up. It just, you know, it just seemed appropriate, especially on a show as dignified as the Mac Show.
Yes. Yes. And Chuck, I'm getting my Halloween on as well. I'm wearing a black shirt to match my soul. Who am I kidding? I'm a redhead. I don't have a soul. Okay. Actually, that's not true. I steal other people's. I keep them in a shoebox under the bed.
Well, that went dark quick.
Anyhow, Patrice, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Yeah, it's certainly been a week. It's just
it
tired.
It certainly has.
It has. Technology.
Yeah, no, technology just doesn't seem to have been cooperating very much this week.
Yeah, but I think I got the stream going. I don't know how, but it just started working.
Oh, great. Well, you are amazing. And it looks like the stream is going. So there you go. Now everyone in our Slack knows as well. Okay. Patrice, you are the bomb.
Thank you.
And I don't know how you managed to fix it, and it doesn't matter. You are just simply magical.
I hope it keeps up. That's the problem. It worked yesterday and then it just stopped. So.
Yeah, well, we'll take it as we can get it. Callum, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Busy week again for RMM Max. Just lots of working and getting through it. And Fridays seem to come faster and faster, which is no complaint because I get to come on the Max show. So there you go.
There you go. And... last on the list, but certainly not the least, probably held to the end so that everyone else would have a chance to shine before we got to Doc and your beautiful, beautiful hat.
It's not a hat, sir. It's a beret. Bonjour.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Bonjour.
It is a beret.
Monsieur Gamet. This week, the tea is silent, Monsieur Gamet.
So, Doc, I actually have a story to share with you about the Gamay thing. So, many years ago, my great uncle was a screenwriter and director in Hollywood. So, this would be back in like the 40s and 50s. And his name was... Oh, I just forgot his first name. I think it was Paul Gamet. Hey, this is a long time ago. Anyhow, the point is that he wanted to appear, exotic and interesting and different. So when he got to Hollywood, he told everyone to pronounce his last name Gamet, not Gamet.
Smart man.
And it worked. I mean, he He directed at least one John Wayne movie.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And yeah, he was pretty prolific back in the day.
That's funny. And it does make sense because they definitely would have thought that it was more exotic back then.
Oh, yeah.
It's more exotic today, actually. It's the reason why Patrice uses Ben de Mort. with the extra A.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking, maybe it was Kenneth Gamet. Isn't that funny? I knew his name all the way up until I got ready to tell the story. And
that happens after a certain update for us. You know how Apple makes products vintage? Yeah, yes. Now that we're 7 years beyond the last sell date.
Is it bad?
That's what we've got on Mint Jeffs.
Yeah, well they they do say your memory is the second thing to go. And it's frustrating because I can't remember what the first was.
Yeah, Jeff, it looks like it was Kenneth because he's in IMDb.
There we go, Kenneth Gamet.
Apache rifle, straightaway, Stagecoach West, Tallahassee 7000, Colt 45 TV series. Holy cow.
Yeah, I used to watch Colt 45 TV series.
No. Yeah, you're thinking of what you used to drink.
Oh, yeah, no, that stuff is so horrible. Oh, I remember those commercials. Hey, that was Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Billy D. Williams.
Yeah. See, I only remember him by his Star Wars name. How horrible am I?
Lando was a cool character. And yes. Apparently, malt liquor is a cool drink.
Goodness, that's nasty.
For people of a certain vintage. Anyhow.
Forgotten how horrible it is.
Oh, Cal, if you've never had malt liquor, well, good for you. anything that you can buy by the quart in a plastic bottle and it's less than $3 and it's alcohol, it's not going to end well.
And the kind of stuff that over here you see people sat on benches in parks drinking, that sort of deal. Or, yeah. I've never gone there with it.
What I think is interesting is Jeff apparently is speaking from firsthand experience.
Well, Chuck, you did already say I'm a man of the world.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. I suppose we should do some Apple news as long as we're all here.
Absolutely.
Although Ewan's not here to stop us from talking about anything that we choose. How about if we start with Apple's earnings report because it happened yesterday and Apple apparently made all the money.
All right. That was a quick story.
Always,
because that's always the
next.
It's just
always the case.
Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing is that they made a lot of money, not with iPhones. I mean, they made quite a bit of money with iPhones, but the surprise was the Mac.
Yeah, I think so. But then, I mean, it's one of those things, like, we knew it was going to happen, but because it's not top of mind, you probably didn't think it would happen. And what I mean by that is, it's obvious that a bunch of people had to upgrade computers because they got sent home to do work and they didn't really have, right? A lot of people had to, you know, get things that could run the Zooms or the GoToMeetings or whatever. A lot of people had to, you know, basically upgrade that old, like, 2013 iMac that was sitting in the corner and not really working. They don't have a Cal around. So, you know, the kids need that for school. They need something that they can go hide in the breakfast nook and do their meetings and whatnot. So a lot of computers got sold. Also, I think a lot of companies stepped up and be like, look, if you're going to be home, we're going to have to buy a computer for you to be there too. So it wasn't even just the personal spending. I'm sure the BizRev was also relatively good as well.
It's certainly something we noticed a lot with certainly refurbished sales for a period just after lockdown ended and just after we reopened, they absolutely quitted, along with, as you said, the upgrade side of it, because people we were finding had older tech at home, and it was the kind of thing when they didn't have to use it every day, it was, oh, it's fine, I'll get it done at some stage, or I'll get it replaced in a year or two. And they were finding they're having to use it every day. So it annoyed them into doing something about it a lot of the time. So, yeah, it's certainly in line with what we were noticing when people were bringing stuff in.
Well, and a point I've been making, you know, this is an Apple show, right? But I think that the Windows people suddenly were forced to spend a lot more quality time with their Windows boxes and found out just how bad they are. And they went to look for a new machine and said, hey, you know, I think I'll check out this Mac thing. So, and of course, we all know how that story ends. So that's my theory, because I know at least a couple people who called and asked me for recommendations. And it's like, yeah, you know, you could go ahead and do the Windows thing again, or you could try something better. Cost a little more money, but you're going to have a lot better experience and a lot more reliability.
And what's funny too about that, Chuck, which I'm dealing with tomorrow, actually, I have a large client that's an electric company here, electrical company. Like they build the internal wirings for condos when they're being built, and they have like 140 PCs. And when I spoke to their guy, like, what do you guys primarily use? You know, and it's, you know, except for the architect side of the business, they're using, you know, Word, Excel, and Outlook. And I'm like, yeah, so you don't have to buy crappy PCs anymore. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, because first of all, that stuff's always been, you know, sort of by platform. But no, the IT guys would never tell you that, because they need you to want them to come in every week and just move a wire. But second of all, like, everything that you just say can be done on phones, iPads, and, you know, like, you know, Macs. And I just like the, you having to see my face will diminish if you switch a bunch of these things to the Mac side. It just is what it is. Like, you don't worry about the virus thing that you're always fighting, all this other things like that. And he was like, are you sure we can use everything? I'm like, yeah, it's all in the cloud anyway. You know, like the application itself, you can run it, but your docs are stored in the cloud. Like, everything's going to be in the cloud. So it kind of doesn't matter. And then where his building is where, if we were to have a tsunami, they would be capital F'd. But I'm like, so we're definitely moving all of your very important documentation to the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. So I was wondering about why Apple never took advantage of their great resource pool and created a software tool to easily migrate from Windows to Mac. And Doc, as you were talking, it occurred to me, why would they need to? So much is on the cloud now that you just need to reinstall your new apps and
they had at one point,
let your data download.
I forgot what it was called, and I believe it was from Tiger to Lion, and there was a tool around that time that helped people migrate. And it just kind of went away because Microsoft went full parity at Office 2003.
Prior to that, I don't even remember that tool.
Almost full parity. It wasn't
It's still not full parity.
It was close, though. Before Office 2003, when we had the last one before 2003 was Office 98, it was a nightmare. Like, nothing really worked. But when they developed DOCX, which would have been, I want to say, circa 2006, Office 2003 was the current Mac version. And then that was when they came up with the home and student teacher edition, all that other stuff. So that was roughly mid 2006. And at that time, we did have an application that would help you move the stuff, but I completely forget what it's called. Yeah.
There were migration.
Yeah, migration system, I believe, birthed out of that, but it was that. And there was a Connects had one, you know, before it became Parallels, they had a, tool, and so did LabLink, if I remember.
Oh, that's the one that I remember.
There you go, Jim. Yep, good doc. Yeah, and that had been around for a while, I think. Yeah. I
remember when it came with a parallel cable. You had to actually connect them by parallel ports, which was weird.
Yep, and those worked about as well as they could at the time, but I think, unfortunately, everybody wanted that magic bullet, you know, that would transfer over all your settings and everything, and going between platforms, that's just not realistic. And certainly not in today's environment.
Definitely not. It's something we get asked for all the time, and it's just, no. Like, what about my applications? Well, I can't transfer an application from your Windows PC that doesn't even have one written for a Mac. So, Yeah.
And people, it's really weird that the specialized apps, you know, all these guys have these weird specialized apps that match their industry that were, you know, kind of a pain in the butt. And we had that problem too, because of the real estate side, you know, we had at that time, Matrix, which is, you know, the MLS situation, it just refused to work on Mac, which was dumb because a large portion of it was built in basically HTTPS, like HTML, sorry. So it was really dumb that it didn't work, and it was just browser blocking. So when Chrome came out with the availability to just mask itself as Explorer, that was the first start. And then the second things we do, we would all build Citrix servers so you could have one idiotic PC that would run it, but you would just tap into it. And then finally they fixed it. But like, I used Citrix for years just faking it because I refused to run, you know, PCs in our operation. And we had the one lone Toshiba that basically ran the Citrix for us.
Yep. Hey, so on the iPhone numbers, am I the only person that was not surprised that iPhone sales were lower this quarter? Because the new iPhones came out later and we only got half the models. So when they announced the lower iPhone sale figures, I was like, yeah, okay. But I started hearing people freaking out like, well, iPhone's dead. Yeah. Apple is doomed.
No, that was Apple announced that back in, what was that, July, when they did the last earnings call? That was probably July, right? Yeah. Last earnings call. They announced, told us that the phone would be later and that would impact the numbers in this quarter. So it wasn't a surprise. Apple actually, during the earnings call, said it was actually higher than they expected. So that was the interesting part.
Well, it's funny that no one, it's not that they don't want to. They know what they're doing. They wanted the headline. They wanted to sound great, you know, whatever. But if you take the largest element of your situation, you're going to move it to a different quarter. Hello? Of course the numbers could have gone. I'm pretty sure that 12-year-old Emma would be like, yeah, dummy. You know, like, what were you expecting? You know what I mean? Yeah. She was like, uncle, what the heck's wrong with you? You know, she'd probably just like walk away and give me that now teenage angst face that she has. And it's just funny. Yes. It's funny that people actually, you know, going to machinations over this, and it's like, bro, you knew it. But I think it's literally just clicky. They're just looking for a clicky baby.
And also, people read a headline, don't they? They look at some blog and they go, Apple doomed after sales fall by 1,000,000%, and then they go, So it's just
very short memories.
It has leaked over into the world of like the video reviews. I saw so many video reviews that had these titles about like the iPhone 12 and like, it's really bad. Is it really worth the money? And then when you watch the review, the person's raving over how good it is.
Mm-hmm. Of course, but they're hoping more people click the video, aren't they? Obviously, so it's just, people sensationalize things, don't they? So.
What will be more interesting is this quarter. Because, I mean, remember, the phones shipped basically this last week, something like that?
Yes.
So end of October?
A week ago today, phones started arriving.
So end of like late October, and not even all of them. Like, I mean, we know the next batch is coming basically in, about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, that order starts next Thursday night for me.
Yeah, so 2-3 weeks. So that means that for almost half the quarter, Apple didn't really ship all of their phones. And they actually said that they don't know whether they can even ramp up production like high and fast enough to satisfy demand until the end of the quarter. That will be interesting.
If on Friday, like, you're going to want to put on your sweary filter for any socials that you follow me on, because if I can't get that specific Pacific Hawaiian blue, you will see nothing but F-bombs on my stream for like a week, okay? So I'm going to just prepare you guys right now. Yeah. I've been like exercising my sweary muscles and I'm ready. When I go to pre-order, if I can't get Pacific Blue, I'm going to lose it.
You're going to swear in French?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll say things like, ooh la la, sacré bleu.
Sacré bleu. Yes.
Jeff, you know, I wanted something you and Callum both said there. I'm sure like all of you, I use an RSS reader. And it is a really fascinating experiment when you see an event like the Apple earnings calls, to see the different websites and how they spin exactly the same story. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can look at the pro Apple websites, you can look at the anti Apple websites, or you can just look at the ones that are clearly trying to generate clickbait. And, you know, and I don't want to call anybody out or name anybody in any direction, but next time it happens, you know, then
Business Insider.
Put them all in your RSS feed and then watch what happens, you know, and then figure out.
I just want to take one for Chuck. I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
I'll call out Business Insider.
You know, but, and then, you know, do your little equation in your head and then figure out that every other news story you see is passing through those same filters. And all of a sudden you become deeply skeptical of what you're seeing and reading anywhere because of the way that they couch it.
I don't know if it was Jeff or Patrice, but one of you guys mentioned Morning Brew in passing. And I remember saying, I'll check that out at some point. And then a customer asked me if I knew about Morning Brew. And then I looked at it. I was like, yo, this is cool. It's actually what Flipbook could have been, but didn't pan out to be. So if you haven't checked out a pretty cool reader, Morning Brew is dope.
I think it was Patrice that mentioned it because I've been thinking I need to try it out too.
Somebody said it in one of these shows.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's awesome though. It's really cool. You just go in and put your email in and it figures out what you read.
Chuck, your comment on the news cycle, it was something that always really bugged me back when I was at Mac Observer, because I was watching the news cycle not only daily, but basically minute by minute. And apparently I had a longer memory span than a lot of other people, because I would see this explosion of news articles all about the same thing. And I'd have to go and do research to make sure that there wasn't something new, because it's something that everyone had covered 3 months ago. I mean, it was literally the exact same story. And the same news sites are writing a new piece about it because I guess they forgot that they covered it in the previous quarter. And the one that I found to be the most fascinating, and I wish I could remember exactly what the news piece was, but there was a speculation piece that John Gruber wrote during Fireball. And so he was speculating at something Apple was going to do. And he made it very clear this was just some idea that he came up with. And everyone else starts writing about it, and it very quickly morphed into this is what Apple's doing. And I would follow the link chain back, you know, as each site is attributing the site before, and it was just this circle. And I would point out, this is not something that's happening. This is a thing that Gruber speculated on, and it's nothing more than that. And I would point back to Gruber's piece. And then when the next product announcements happened and this didn't get announced, because of course not, it wasn't a thing Apple was doing, people freaked out because they thought Apple had delayed or canceled this product, and it was never a thing. So to go back to what you were saying, yeah, take a lot of what you're reading with a grain of salt and do some research, because there's a good chance you're going to find that the information is speculation that has now been turned into or is being presented as fact. And a lot of it's just the same stuff that people have been writing all along.
Well, and worse, Jeff, it's speculation, but there's also interpretation. You know, you can say that Apple beat the estimates by, what was it, 0.7 or 0.9 billion, but, and that's a statement of fact. okay, you know, whatever that number is, I don't have it at my command. That's a statement of fact. But to say, you know, that was a really great thing, or that, or it could, it was disappointing because the sales could have been higher. I mean, all that is spin and analysis and opinion. And I would love to see more websites just come out and say, this is what happened. And then, you know, you want to do a separate piece, or you want to do it in italics or something. This is what we think about that. That's great. But instead, they do that kind of analysis, their analysis for whatever their agenda is, and present that as news, like, well, that's what everybody thinks. And unfortunately, then other people start thinking it.
Becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you're kind of like setting people up to think that way. And oh my goodness, it drives me batty. Chuck, you build that perfectly.
And you saying about analysis, Chuck, you can say, yeah, it was more than what they were expecting, but you could also then go and say, and you could not even mention that bit and just go, but it was X amount down from the previous year's figures and all sorts of stuff. There's so many different ways you can spin absolutely every step. It's just unreal, some of the things people do.
Yeah, good point. What was that?
Never believe in a statistic unless you have faked it.
Yeah. It's about right. Yeah.
Well, isn't it something like 40% of all statistics are made up?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I want those two on a t-shirt, though. I like that.
That's funny.
So the betas of Big Sur apparently are tipping Apple's hand, and the most recent Big Sur beta has references to three new Macs, or three new devices, presumably Macs.
I mean, we know the 17th is coming, right? So we know that there will be something, you know, happening at that event. And we also, when we divided up what the events were going to be, we said there would be Macs. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of predictable. I mean, Apple hasn't released Big Sur yet, hasn't even talked about releasing it. So clearly they're waiting for something.
Right.
They have said they're going to release Macs. So it's kind of like, I mean, unless they push it on to next year, it's going to happen next month.
They're probably trying to fix it
by the end of the year.
Probably trying to fix it, because I've been running it as a beta, or did run it as a beta for some time, and it was dreadful. The amount of bugs I had was just unreal, to the point I actually backdated mine back to Catalina. It was just unusable.
Yeah. Which is totally expected, because they changed so much in this release. I mean, it's clearly there. And I mean, we know it's not their top priority. Like, I mean, during the release cycle, the top priority is to get iOS out. So like, a lot of development time is probably spent on getting that run up and running and ready and stable and everything. And like, only when that is somewhat stable and ready, they shift to the Mac. Has been that way ever since iOS was even thought of. So,
yeah.
And also, as well, as simplistic as it sounds, it's not, well, it hasn't been the case for the past few versions of macOS. It's actually gone to 0.7. It normally goes 0.6, then you get the new release set. So it's gone to 0.7. So they're still doing things with Catalina, I think. So, I won't be surprised if it gets delayed for a little while longer.
But here's my expectation. We will have a November 17th media event, and I'm going to be very clear that is my expectation. No one from Apple has actually confirmed that yet, and the way we'll get that confirmation is when we get the little AR thing on the website that we can speculate what the shape is hinting at. And then at this November 17th event, we will see the first silicon Mac, and we will get the release date announcement for Big Sur. I do not expect Big Sur to actually ship on November 17th.
No, I don't think so either. I think it'll be the average, like the 29th. Like, it happens to be one of those things. They like that number for...
They do.
The last Friday of the month, whatever that comes out to be.
So that will be the 27th.
Okay.
There you go. All right. So Tuesday the 17th announcement. And then I'm going with Wednesday the 25th for the Big Sur public release. And then, oh no, wait, that's not right. Nope, that'll be right because you can pre-order on the 20th for your new Macs. So we'll get Big Sur the 25th, and then the new Macs will deliver on the 27th. That's my prediction.
Do you think so? Because the 26th is Thanksgiving, so I don't think so.
Oh crap!
By Friday. By Friday.
Yeah, I don't think Apple would do that. Yeah, I can.
They don't have to, but they can. Yeah.
Either Apple is going to do the week before and do the 18th, like announce it on the 17th, ship it on maybe the 19th or the 20th.
I completely forgot about December. US Thanksgiving.
Yeah, or they're going to push
it's
it.
It's not the phone. You don't have to pre-order computers. Normally, nah. They just like the computers.
They just ship.
When they say go, go.
Yeah. Okay. All right, okay. Well, they just ship.
Okay. Well, if that's what they do, if they just ship announcement on the 17th, and then delivery on the 20th. And if we get delivery on the 20th, Big Sur could come on the 17th or the 18th.
Hopefully they're going to give developers a little time to get everything ready.
Just like they did with...
It's not going to be ready in November.
Yeah.
Jeff, okay, so your predictions are not good enough. Because you have to tell us then what you think. Is it going to be desktop, laptop, mini style, Mac?
Well, which we one? Already have a Mac Mini as a test platform. So that would be very easy to just
covers the desktop.
Turn into a public release device.
I've been reading a few rumors as well. They're bringing out a 12-inch MacBook. That's what I've been reading, which from my point of view makes sense because whenever I've worked on the previous model of 12-inch MacBook, it's surprisingly similar to a phone inside. So although, again, probably oversimplifying it, I'd say it's quite likely we'd see that in the keynote.
You know why a 12-inch MacBook makes sense? It already exists.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on the floor right there. I just can't reach it and grab it. But my iPad Pro, 11.9-inch, put into a proper case with keys and a couple of USB-C, Thunderbolt ports, it's already done. All you have to do is retrofit it into the right body shape.
They can take the MacBook Air case and just
put the iPad in it. Game over.
Yeah, that's it. Done.
Most shocking that people don't understand. Apple is the Toyota of computers. I got to get this done in 3 minutes. Apple is like Toyota of computers. Most people don't realize Toyota, of all of the cars that they have two chassis, right? Every car that they have in the entire lineup fits in two chassis. Wait, maybe it's three chassis, but that's so they have like 20 something models, but they're all the same. So my Tacoma and a Camry. And the Pathfinder, I forgot what you call it, Highlander, and the Lexus 4 Series, 3 Series, all of that, it's all the exact same chassis, right? So this 27-inch iMac here is not dissimilar from the 16-inch MacBook Pro, except for the daughter cards and stuff to allow for bigger power supply and for the graphics card. But, I mean, a large portion of it is very similar. You know what I mean? Because why not? You don't really have to.
Yeah, there's a reason why I can change. I could go into the Apple store tomorrow, buy a 21.5-inch iMac and take it to pieces and put all the stuff from a 2012 machine in there and it fit and work fine. It hasn't changed a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very genius. So I think that the concept of, you know, basically taking the iPad Pro with the X series of the silicon and move it over and fit it into, you know, basically a MacBook Air or 12-inch style case. Just dope. It's simple. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bish, bash, bosh.
It's going to be great, man. It's going to be super point. Great.
Yeah.
Good point.
Doc, since you have to go.
I got to run. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your cool thing real quick?
Yeah. Okay. So Patrice has been to my office, so Patrice has seen the thing that I have. But basically, let's see, can I do this? Bam. Does that work? No, that's too small. I just want to go full screen. Take that off. And there we go. All right. So here's my Mandalorian. It is a basically a like a vinyl representation of the Mandalorian character, but the company that I get my stuff from is called Bandai, and they tend to turn them into Ashikaga Shogunate style samurai versions of the same. So
Bandai makes amazingly cool stuff.
Right? So they call it movie realization. And so you just basically took the Mando and stuck them in a Ronin level costume circa Ashikaga Shogunate. And I have all the pieces sort of behind my head. You know, there's a bunch back there, like right there. There's one in the black box right there. There's Vader. There's another Vader up there. And so Patrice has seen them. I have like the whole collection. And when this one came out, I was just like, ah! So Patrice and Topher and Jerome, they got the text, and I was like, gang, look at this. And I just started like losing my absolute mind, because yeah, that's how it is. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. I haven't taken mine outside and done these cool little scenes, but there's actually a dude on Instagram that takes all of the pieces and goes outside and makes these like little scenes and stuff of them, and it's pretty hilarious. So
that's awesome.
I did one picture a couple years back where I had K2SO outside with his hands up, and then the stormtrooper behind him, like you know, shaking him down. But yeah, there you go. So that's my cool thing, and I'm out. Gotta go.
All right. See you.
See you, Doc.
Great to hang out with you today.
Yes.
Au revoir, Doc.
Au revoir. And so, and then remember, watch the Twitterverse for me swearing if I can't get blue.
Sounds good. And I'm going to add to that I've taken a very Zen approach to getting a new iPhone, because I decided I didn't want to get up early on pre-order day. And when I did get up, well, they were already back-ordered. So I decided, all right, well, I'll wait. And they continue to be back-ordered. So my guess is it'll probably be late next month before I actually get around to ordering a new phone. And yes, I'm going with the blue. iPhone 12 Pro in blue.
Good.
So that's good. All right.
Still got a iPhone X. I'm
so happy with that. Yeah. So there was one announcement that kind of went under the radar that nobody expected during the earnings call.
Patrice, it's as if you have read my mind. But let me give you the setup. Oh, really, Patrice? Something happened? Please tell me. How is that?
So there is this this totally unknown, not announced subscription service that Apple's doing called Apple One. I don't know. Have you heard about it?
This sounds vaguely familiar.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't know when it would ship or come out or be available, whatever you want to call it. And during the earnings call, Luca Maestri and I think Tim Cook both said, oh, it's coming tomorrow. So that was a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, surprise. So
tomorrow is today, by the way. that's today. So obviously Fitness Plus is not there yet. Still saying coming later this year. Not unexpected. Apple said that this would ship later than the Apple One bundle. But, as of now, which is, 9 a.m. Pacific, it's not available yet, or I haven't checked recently. But
I just looked right now. It still says coming this fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not there yet, but it should show up at some point today. Expect like a press release, and then it will be available. Yeah, and you can subscribe. As I said, no Fitness Plus yet, but everything else should be available as announced.
You know, when Apple first announced Apple One, I did the math and decided it didn't make sense, because I was going to lose so much cloud storage. And then someone pointed out to me, oh no, you can get the bundle you want and then add it to storage. Mm-hmm. That's right. It was you. Thank you, Patrice.
Mm-hmm. I said, a lot of people complained about it. And I'm like, Apple totally said, even on the website, you can upgrade your storage still. Like, you can even get more than before. So there's that.
Yeah. So thanks to you, Patrice. I realized, oh yeah, actually I should sign up for the individual plan, add in extra storage. And I will have, for the same price that I'm paying today, more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the math as well and decided I'm going to wait until January, simply because I still have the free year or a little bit more than a year of Apple TV Plus. So it's like $2 cheaper for the same thing.
Yeah. Good point. Yes, I'm waiting until my free subscription ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that'll be February for me.
Yeah, whatever.
Which is an interesting point, because I think that's going to be what a lot of people do. And mm-hmm. so it's interesting that and it's great that Apple extended that free subscription through, you know, a certain time period, especially through the holidays, and especially given the big controversy that seems to be the Charlie Brown Christmas specials, but that's a whole other discussion. But the idea that, okay, because I think a lot of us are going to say, gee, you know, it only makes sense for me to wait. That's when I would have to pay for Apple TV Plus. And therefore, that's when I'm going to, you know, evaluate whether that's worth it and make the switch over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I should mention, it totally depends on what you're using. If you're like, if you're using Apple Music for your family and iCloud, and you're using Apple Arcade, then it's cheaper to switch to the family plan. So it just depends. But since I don't, nobody in my family cares about Apple Arcade, it's just cheaper that way.
That makes sense.
Yeah, do the math. I mean, go to the website, do the math. If it's cheaper, do it. I mean, there's no, you don't lose anything. You can always go back to the previous thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, same price, everything that I have today, plus Apple Arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
There
we go. Chuck, you brought up something that I hadn't thought about discussing today, but why not? Because Ewan's not here to stop us. Charlie Brown specials all going exclusively to Apple TV Plus. When I heard the announcement, my first thought was, oh, finally, I'll be able to watch these when I want, because I really enjoyed watching them as a kid. But I guess the general has been, how could Apple do this to us? This is awful. Apple's a horrible company. They're taking away our traditions. And I'm thinking, wait a second. Am I underreacting to this? Is it actually that big of a deal that if you want to watch a Charlie Brown Halloween or Charlie Brown Christmas, that you have to go to Apple TV Plus now to watch it?
I'm kind of like you, Jeff. I sort of had some of the same reaction. But on the other hand, you know, it's not that much different. And yes, folks, feel free to email me, but it's not that much different than Network A. I was about to say A, B, or C, which, you know, of course, that was not necessarily what I was referencing. But X, Y, yeah, Network X, Y, and Z, you know, they had it exclusively. So if you wanted to watch it, you had to watch their network.
And you could only watch it at a specific time.
Exactly. And so, you know, what's the problem here? And I didn't follow this story real closely because it didn't mean that much to me, but I think I remember that Apple said that, you know, they would make it the holiday specials free to watch on Apple TV mm-hmm. Plus. So, you know, where's the loss other than the fact that it's not on broadcast and therefore you might theoretically have a little more, have to make a little more effort to put it up on your big screen at home.
Mm. I mean, I understand that if it's taken away somewhere where you expected it or where you had it before, that upsets people. I mean, yeah, f- f- for us, it's not a big deal because either we already have Apple TV Plus or we know how to get it. Mm-hmm. But I can understand some that other people, I mean, you get upset if something disappears. I mean, a lot of people get upset whenever Netflix drops off their favorite show from the catalog or the network pulls it. Like, it depends.
When the Orville moved to Hulu from Fox.
Yeah, exactly. I can totally understand that. Ultimately, if you don't have it already, it's yet another thing that you need. And even if it's free, I mean, you still need an account. So,
yeah. Well, welcome to the 21st century.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, not being a huge football fan, but Monday Night Football, you know, now, because I will not subscribe to anything that gives me ESPN. Nope, can't do that. You know, and that was a tradition for a long time for a lot of people. Well, ESPN captured it. So, you know, again, welcome to the 21st century. Just things have changed.
Things will always change and have always changed.
We wanted a la carte cable options, and now we've got it, and now we're pissed off because we got exactly what we asked for.
That's true. It is true.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, the upside might be that it is available. I mean, let's hope, I don't know. It is available in more countries because, I mean, it probably wasn't available anywhere in Europe. Or very hard to find, at least.
I don't have a clue what you were talking about, so yes, I'd agree with it.
Oh, Cal, you have an amazing experience ahead of you. Yep. The Charlie Brown holiday specials are they're wonderful. I mean, they're just like genuinely wonderful experiences. So you need to watch There's the three that are like the pinnacle. You have the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, and the Christmas. And there's a couple others that they did, as I recall. But those are the three. And that's like the trinity of Charlie Brown.
Right. Good.
Yeah, Cal said, writing this down. I'll get to it. But, you know,
it's on the list.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I have not seen this anywhere, but what would prevent one of the networks from going to Apple TV Plus and saying, hey, we'd like to license it to broadcast it on, you know, this at this time?
And if there's enough money involved, I'm sure that it can happen.
Exactly. Well, that's all we talk about, Jeff. I mean, and I don't mean to take this away from Charlie Brown, but I'm sure you saw the news stories about Apple TV Plus allegedly looking at acquiring James Bond.
Yes, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
And, you know, that had a lot of zeros associated with it. So that's kind of what it's all about when it comes to media right now.
What, sort of two zeros and a seven? Sorry.
Very good, Callum. Very good.
Nicely done. Hey, this show and all the other shows on the British Tech Network are sponsored by TSO hosts, which is absolutely awesome because without them, we wouldn't have the bandwidth to be able to stream. Thanks again, Patrice, for making us actually able to stream today. TSO host also gives us the server storage that we can have the recordings of shows available so that you can go and watch anytime you want, because I totally get it. Everyone needs their check to interfix. So you just need to go and watch episodes every now and then just to have a little chuck in your life. Totally makes sense. So thank you to TSO host for making that possible. Even though Ewan will be like, screw it, let's let Jeff host. And and yet they're still letting us be here. So what you need to do so that they continue to let us be here is take to social media and give them a shout out. Just give them a big thank you for supporting British Tech Network and all of the shows. And I'm actually going to give you a shout out too, because he put so much work into making sure that we can actually have all of these shows. So high five to TSO Host, high five to Ewan. We also have Iman Max sponsoring us. And I know Cal, total shock. So thank you, Cal, to you and to everyone at Iman Max for having our back. And I absolutely love that you guys can take anything with an Apple logo and figure out how to fix it. And it's not just yanking the guts out and throwing different guts in. It's going down to the circuit boards and finding the individual things that need to be unsoldered and resoldered.
There's a bit of that as well, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cal, I said this yesterday on the big show. If I need to have any of my Apple gear cracked open out of warranty, the only person I want going inside my Apple stuff is you.
That means a lot, Jeff.
Seriously, you're the only person that I feel like I can trust unconditionally to make sure that all of my Apple gear continues to work.
Well, we'll find out how Patrice's repair goes, and if that goes badly, then you might change your opinion.
Oh, I'll drop you like a hot stone.
That's not going to happen.
I'm assuming Patrice will still have her wonderful smile after getting the Mac back. Do you have a Mac or other Apple device of the week for us?
So we've got quite a few iPads in at the moment. So a few old ones, but still run the latest iOS. An iPad Pro 12.5-inch first gen, a few iPad Air 2s. The iPad Air 2s are going for about £250. The iPad Pro about £450. So if you are looking for a big sort of powerful tablet to do some reading on, even if it is an older one, go over to our website. Everything's there, and if you mention BTN, you get your 5% off as well. So
nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
I'm gonna say this, I don't trust my local shop here, and there's a reason why I shipped my Mac all the way across Europe to Calum. So
yeah, well, if I end up shipping something, I'm actually shipping between continents with a big ass ocean in between us too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I can fix liquid damage, so if it goes for a dip on the way, you're sorted.
You might have a hard time finding it again, but yeah.
But once they do, Cal has my back.
Yeah.
All right. We've already done Doc's cool thing. So Chuck, do you have a cool thing for us this week?
I do. And it's going to be a little bit different. I want to recommend a podcast. With a host that you're probably already familiar with, and I'll put the link there into the show notes. Ken Ray of macOS Ken. You probably are familiar with his work on macOS Ken, his daily news show. He's doing macOS Ken live in the afternoons, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know what time it will be once we all do the adjusted time changes for British time, but he does another little sort of news analysis kind of show, and then chats a little bit with the chat room. He's doing it on YouTube, so you tune in at, you know, the appointed hour on YouTube, watch him do it live. And if you can't get there for whatever reason, because of your time zone or because your schedule just doesn't suit, he's also producing that as an audio podcast that you can subscribe to as well. So, you know, Ken Ray, all Ken Ray all the time. You know, you can't get enough of Ken, because his news delivery is excellent. I call it the little bit of Ken Ray snark, and I'm not a fan of snark, but Ken Ray does it so well that it's just, his timing is so good with it that you just have to watch. And it's been interesting to watch it. I've I've been part of the audiences in the afternoons when I could be, when it suited my schedule. And it's been interesting to just watch it slowly gain momentum as he just gently promotes it a little bit. People find out, and there's that thing that happens here at BTN. It's happening for me on Mac Voices Live, and it's happening for Ken there, where some of the same people start to show up and a little community starts to generate. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. So get in early and do it. And the way to do it is youtube.com/KenRay.
That's an awesome pick. Yep. Patrice, very what's nice. Your pick?
So my pick is a TV show. There are, I think, three seasons. I think it's a British show, if I remember correctly. It's kind of a mix between, I don't know, like a James Bond movie and like a, I don't know, like a spy crime thing, little bit of like drama. It's Killing Eve.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. It is a British show. I'll watch it, and it's just mad and fantastic and mad. But yeah.
It is. Like I heard about it a couple of times, and it was kind of in the back of my head. And then recently I was like, okay, I need something to watch because nothing else is coming back. So I started it and I binged it. Like I'm literally going through like 3-4 episodes a day. Like I'll just like doing something else and just like watching it.
It's so absolutely brutal as a show. Yeah. It's just so.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard like, several people say Killing Eve is just a stellar show.
It is amazing. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. Like it's basically two characters. One is like a, like MI6, well, becomes MI6, like employee, not really an agent per se.
Employee,
I would say. the other one is a psychopath and like a contract killer. And she's really good. But she doesn't have like any like really peep skills other than to kill,
or an off switch. Yeah,
or an off switch. Not at all. Like I'm not a massive fan of the actress. I'm gonna say that. But the flamboyance and all the like clothes that she wears and like all the stuff she buys and whatever, it's just so great. And what was her name? Jodie Comer. And then Sandra Oh is the MI6 agent. So she's like, they're both so good. And they're both, the funny thing is they're very similar, but then at some point, not really. Like they have some similarities and there's something going on. I don't want to spoil it. It's just so good. And the all the other supporting characters are great too. Like each character is like very, very well made. As I said, it's a UK show. In the UK, you can get it basically everywhere. I think, let me just double check. I think in the US, it's definitely on Amazon and on Apple TV.
Cool.
Let me just double check. Let's see, Killing Eve. I can tell you. It is on Hulu. Okay. Or you can buy it. So streaming on Hulu. And you can buy it on Apple TV and Amazon and so on. BBC America as well, if you have that. So
cool.
Bob's just popped in the Slack room that Apple One's just arrived.
Oh, nice. Well, right on time.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. So as I said, Killing Eve, it's just a great show. Can't wait for it to continue.
Patrice, I'm still haven't forgiven you for Future Man, but since Callum has your back, and so I'm going to give it a try. So,
no, it is.
It's I'm definitely getting involved no future in man. This, Chuck.
What, no, it's definitely no Future Man.
I don't want any blame if this goes wrong, Chuck.
The only thing I can say is, like, I mean, if you don't like to see blood or anything like that, sex, violence, anything, not your show.
No.
I'll sign up now.
I was going to say that's all my life is blood, sex, and violence. So you may quote me.
Just so you know, Chuck, we've got that recorded.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Cal, what's your cool thing?
So my cool thing is actually related to a cool thing that you did, Chuck, months and months and months ago. And it was when you suggested Tot, which is the Notes app. I've been using it on my Mac for a while, and I was enjoying it until, obviously, it limits the amount of notes you can have, which is a good and a bad thing. So I jumped onto Setup and found Side Notes, which I've been using for about a week instead. And it's really good. It just flips out from the side of the screen, and you just make notes. It's been very simple, but I like the way it's hidden. I like to have a fairly clean kind of desktop and whatnot. So, yeah. Really pleased with it, and seems to work very well. So, and it's in Setup. Nice.
Of course, it's in Setup. Do you know if this will sync between computers, or is it just like a one device thing?
Haven't tried it yet, but I can find out for you.
Still, I mean, it's on Setup, so of course it's good.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Now another to try out. Okay. My pick fits nicely with Doc's pick and sticks with our TV show theme. And my pick is season 2 of The Mandalorian, which launched today. And so the first episode of season 2 is out. And all I will say is you need to watch The Mandalorian. Like, it was worth getting up early to watch the episode.
That says a lot coming from you, Jeff.
Yeah, yes, it does. Yeah, when I work for Mac Observer, I got up at 5 every morning because I worked on East Coast time, even though I'm in Colorado. And when I left, I didn't have to get up that early anymore. And I made a point to not get up early like that ever again. And yet I got up early today to watch The Mandalorian.
I wouldn't have done it.
this is probably why I have no life, but it's absolutely wonderful. So Disney Plus, and I can't wait for next week. And no spoilers. Oh,
I thought Doc said that they dropped all of them at once.
Did they? Oh, well then.
I remember. Then Jeff's like, oh my God, the show's over. I'm going.
Yeah. We're done here.
Yeah.
The way that face changed.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah. That face I made, we got that recorded too. Yeah. That. If they actually did drop everything, because I mean, I just went and watched the one turn the TV off because, you know, I mean, there was other stuff to happen, like making tea and then doing a show. So I'll go back and check, and if so, well then, I just have to clear my schedule.
Bye.
Sure. Yeah,
it is true.
All right.
Maybe I misremembered or maybe misunderstood something, but I thought you said something about dropping like all at once.
Well, if that is the case, then my productivity until I finish binging the season is gone. And I'm okay with that.
Suddenly that whole voting thing just became a lot less important. Just
the vote schmode. It's all about the Mandalorian. Well, in my defense, I'm in Colorado where it's all mail-in ballots, and I dropped off my ballot the day after I received it. So I made sure that I voted early and had that taken care of.
Just so that you can watch The Mandalorian now and you don't have to deal
Just so that I could watch The Mandalorian now. See, that's planning ahead right there.
Mm-hmm. There you can. Yeah. There you go. Yep.
All right. Well, this has been absolutely awesome, and I'm surprised that yet again Ewan has felt comfortable letting me take the reins of the show, and yet here we are. So it's time to wrap up. Chuck, where can people find you?
Best places is at MacVoices.com, and I'm on the social networks as at Chuck Joyner. And we do Mac Voices Live on Facebook on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. Stop by. It's always a lot of fun. And if you can't make it at that time, sort of like what I was saying about Ken, I record it, do some editing, and put it in the feeds about 5 to 7 days after the fact. So you don't miss anything. You just don't get the chance to interact with us live. Thanks for hosting, Jeff. Good job.
Oh, thanks. And we'll see if there are shows next week after this. Who knows? Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I mean, if there is a show next week, then I will be here again Thursday and Friday on the Big Show and on the Mac Show. All the social medias and links and everything I do on thepatrice.com. And my podcast is the Foodie Flashback, foodieflashback.com, where I talk to random people like Jeff, like Chuck, and like Callum about food and food-related memories and just everything that goes with that.
Awesome. Yeah. And Callum, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find us and everything we do at imnmax.com. We're on all the usual socials at imnmax. I'm in the Slack room. You can drop us an email on info@imnmax, and I'm at O'Hara Callum on Twitter. If you've got any questions, anything you need help with, just reach out, give us a share, and we'll help you.
Awesome. All right. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jay Gamm at both places, and on the Big Show and on the Mac Show, assuming these shows get to continue happening after I ran them this week. And you can find me in front of my television watching The Mandalorian
for the next week.
Yeah. You know, even if it's only the one episode, I'll just have to keep rewatching it.
Okay.
It's what I have to do. And everyone, thank you for joining us. This has been an absolute blast, and I'm looking forward to next week. And, I presume that Ewan will be back running the shows. So we'll be back to our normal high quality that you expect when you watch shows on British Tech Network.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good show, folks.